T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good day, Houston. Good day. I'm joined by my man, Wade Smith. New York Giants quarterback. Golly, I didn't realize until I looked at it. 16 years, Wade. Eli looks like he's about 17 years old, man.
He's looked the same way since he was a sophomore at Ole Miss. He looks like the exact same guy. Hasn't aged a day.
Eli Manning calls it quits. Been New York Giants quarterback for 16 years. Got drafted in 2004. Obviously, just called it quits. 2008 and 2012 Super Bowl champ. Wade, you know, here's the deal, man. Is I don't think we can pick and choose when we think Super Bowl rings mean something or they don't. That for me, that's where I sit. The question is, Eli had a great career. He had a great career. And look, there's definitely some, there's some favor for Eli a lot because his last name. His brother, his father. It carries weight. There's no doubt about it. But the next question is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? And I think that It's a discussion. It's a great debate. I think in the end it could end up going either direction. But for me, man, I can't pick and choose when I think Super Bowls are important and when they're not. We can't discredit the fact that this dude won 2 Super Bowls. I've heard people say, well, their defense was great. Well, there's quite a few Super Bowl champions that had good defenses, right? But you're talking about a guy that also statistically holds some top 10 numbers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
he's got some big numbers.
He's got some big numbers, brother. And so this ain't Trent Dilfer, right? I mentioned Trent Dilfer in the last segment about his Elite 11 stuff. He's a great quarterback developer. Great. He's a guy that I love him because he can watch a quarterback throw a football and he can say, well, you need to get your elbow needs to get more active in the break, or you need to do. I love those kind of guys. He won a Super Bowl. He's not a Hall of Famer, man. Joe Flacco, he won a Super Bowl. He's not a Hall of Famer, man.
Yeah.
Right? But when you start talking about 2 Super Bowls and statistically there's a resume there that statistically you're in the conversation with some of the greats, Wade, I think it's a lock, brother. I think Eli Manning is a lock.
So listen, ever since I've seen Eli Manning play the quarterback position, I've always thought he was a pretty good player. Like he's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I never once thought to myself, you know what, this dude is a Hall of Fame quarterback. And nothing has he, I mean, he's had 2 great runs, 2 great playoff runs. The fact that his team and the plays he made against that Patriot team that was 18-0 going into that ball game had a chance to have the perfect season.
Yes.
That New England Patriots team was arguably one of the greatest teams of all time put together. It was a hell of a football team. And he was a huge reason why they won that game. But I never thought to myself, Eli Manning is a Hall of Fame quarterback. But you know what? He's an absolute lock to get in. And I was watching, I think it was ESPN earlier today or yesterday. It might have been NFL Network. I think it was NFL Network I was looking at. And there was some audio that I saw. And it was a video I saw. I was like, this is why he's an absolute lock to make it to the Hall of Fame. And so the audio was this. It's basically what it said was, because Eli Manning was the type of guy that after every loss, he would come into the locker room and talk with the media on Mondays, not on the days that they normally talk. Normally quarterbacks talk on Sundays after the game, and then that's it. You don't hear from him again until Wednesday. But Eli Manning, after every single loss, he would come back into the locker room on Mondays, talk with the media, answer all of their questions. I'm sure from Eli's perspective, he was like, okay, now I've watched the film. Now I can talk intelligently about the things that went wrong, what we can fix, and how we can go forward. With the Hall of Fame being something that's voted on by media members, That is why he's going to be an absolute lock to make the Hall of Fame, even though I've never felt that Eli Manning is a Hall of Fame caliber player, a quarterback. He's never struck me as that. He's 117 and 117 as a starting quarterback. Good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks, don't have 500 records. And I don't want to say good quarterbacks. Great quarterbacks, because to be a Hall of Famer, you have to be a great quarterback, in my opinion. Great quarterbacks don't have 500 records over their career. So, to me, that's why he's not a Hall of Famer, but he definitely will be in the Hall of Fame because of that audio that I saw earlier today.
Yeah, Wade, you know, the only pushback that I have for that is that there's a lot of guys, and I heard you last night. I was listening to Smitty and Trap, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
The only pushback that I'll give you on that, and I'll use your example that you guys discussed last night, and I agree with you, by the way, but you mentioned Tony Romo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I don't even know what Tony Romo's career record is, but I'm going to bet it's.
It's better than 117. 117 is much better than that.
Yes. But Wade, no Super Bowl numbers. No playoff stats. No Super Bowls. No, you know. So to me, it's one of those where, and I know it's two different cases, and each guy is pleading their own case, and they could both not be Super Bowl contenders. Hall of Fame candidates here. But for me, I just have a hard time holding the 117 against him when he has them two at the end, man.
I get it. Think about this with Eli Manning. He went to 4 Pro Bowls. He played 16 years, and he went to 4 Pro Bowls. So you're telling me that he was not a top 3 quarterback, but 4 times in his conference over his career. Not in the league, in his conference. And that guy's a Hall of Famer. It doesn't compute to me. Only 4 times in his entire career was he considered the top 3 player at his position in his conference. And so I saw somebody list out his number somewhere, and it was like 4-time Pro Bowl. I'm like, damn, only 4? Like, how do you justify that he's a Hall of Famer? He only went to the Pro Bowl 4 times. And it's not like he was in the AFC as a quarterback. If he was an AFC quarterback, I might say, okay, you had to deal with Brady every year. You had to deal with Manning every year. You had to deal with Roethlisberger every year.
A lot of Super Bowl winners.
Phillip Rivers, Super Bowl winners. Yep. And you had stat guys all in the AFC. So I can get it there. But he was in the NFC where Tony Romo, I don't know how many Tony Romo went to, but it was probably around 4 too. 4 or 5 Pro Bowls as well, you know. You had Tony Romo, you had Drew Brees. And who were the big-time quarterbacks during his career? Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, you know what I mean? Those guys took turns. But for him to make it to the Pro Bowl only 4 times, to me, if you're a Hall of Famer, that means that you are, in your generation of players, you're one of the best. And Eli Manning, he was either okay, pretty good, or damn good. But he was great.
Consistency is a problem.
He was great in those Super Bowl runs. He was great in those Super Bowl games. But that was the only time that I thought to myself, you know what, Eli Manning is a great quarterback.
8-4 in the playoffs with 2 Super Bowl rings. I don't see how they keep him out, Wade. I really don't. And I don't think they will. You make some great points, man.
You got the audio for me, B-Mac? Listen to this audio, and this is what's going to explain why I know for a fact that he's going to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Very early in the season, when he was still starting, I think it was after week 2, and they had lost. And, you know, quarterbacks in the NFL generally will speak to the media, win or lose, every Sunday, right after the game, or whether it's Thursday or Monday. But very few actually address the media again on Mondays, especially after a loss, which he made a point to do, as Ken Jones did. Had said and had seen so many times in, you know, covering Eli and the Giants in her career, that every Monday after a loss, he would show up in the locker room and hold court for reporters, which, you know, I think is, it just kind of speaks to how seriously he took his obligation and his responsibilities as the starting quarterback and as the face of a franchise.
Look, I like that point. I like that point that you're making better than the others. You know what I mean? The 117, pretty strong. It's hard for me to think that a 500 quarterback's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about the way that he handled himself, particularly with the media over a 16-year career, you got to believe that that's going to impact his ability to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, most definitely. He checked all of the other boxes. And then in the biggest box, in the biggest game, he played his best. So you got to give him a lot of credit for that. But like I said, I never – I've played against him multiple times in my career. Way back when I was at Memphis and he was at Ole Miss. He was a damn good quarterback at that point, but he never, once he got to the NFL, he struck me as a guy that's like this. He was arguably the best ever. He was never the best. He never had a season where he's like, yeah, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He never was that guy. So if you put that out there that way to me, then you're not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I can't argue that way. Let's switch gears real quick, man. The Houston Sports Awards were a couple nights ago, man, and you obviously have been. This wasn't your first time to go, I don't believe. Or was it?
No, it was. This is the third time I'm going.
Yeah,
Patty gets the invite, and I try to make sure I make it out there.
Well, what was your big takeaway, man? What would you enjoy the most?
Oh, man, there was a lot of things about it to enjoy. Just the craziest thing was Mary Lou Retton and her daughters. Like, her daughters looked like three spitting images of what she was like when I was watching her on TV win Olympic medals. And for her to be in the building and to see how much emotion that she had and how much love she had for the city of Houston while she was getting her awards, that was really cool to see. And then Rudy Tomjanovich, his speech that he gave was on the money. They tried to play the music to get him off the stage.
Yeah, he said, nah,
homie, I got something to say. Yeah. And what he said, it was on point. And so it wasn't one of those things when somebody's on the stage and you're like, all right, man, wrap it up, B. Like, no, Rudy has something to say, and it was a good job there. And so – and then the McNairs being honored. I thought that was cool. And Whitney getting honored as well. So it was a good night. Got to catch up with a bunch of people. And anytime you can go to an event like that and it's well done, it's an awesome experience.
Wade, we finished up the show and I'm going walking in to take my seat. And my girl tells me, you know your truck got broken into outside.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
So I go out there, talk to the cop, chop it up, go back in, enjoy the hell out of the show. They got me for a little bit. They got a little something out of my rig, but I wasn't going to let them steal my joy, man. I went back in there, and I know you had told me how much fun it was and how great of an event it was. It's like, I ain't going to let this get me worked up. I'm going to ease back in there. And now that ride home was a little chilly.
Yeah.
It was windy. It was loud. It was a little chilly, but we made it. That's hard times, baby. We hard times and bubblegum, and I just chewed my damn last piece. I tell you
hard
what,
hard times
man.
And bubblegum. Rockets. I like how you flipped that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.